about Hope Prep. I'm going to do my cheesy intro now. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Banff Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, here with Mr. John Dunn of Milliorvia Press, who most of you probably know as the executive producer and man behind Hope Preparatory School for Icons. And you also release for Mutants and Masterminds, don't you, John?
That's correct, Mike. Thank you, first off, for the opportunity to be here and talk about our product line. We're really excited to get the artist's pack up and available to everybody through DriveThruRPG and RPG Now.
Okay, well, what exactly is the artist pack?
So, as I think we mentioned last time I was on, one of the really defining characteristics about any character at Hope Prep, all the students pretty much belong to a clique, just like everybody does in high school. And we're working our way through those different cliques to try and present some key characters that are representative of the different groups. So the first pack we did was the general freshman pack, and those were mostly characters that hadn't yet quite figured out where they were going to end up in the social strata of Hope Prep. Then after that, we did the aliens pack, which was, you know, characters that really have unearthly origins. So now we're doing the artist's pack, or we just released the artist's pack, which is focused on characters that probably aren't going to pursue a stereotypical crime-fighting career path. So instead, we've got people who might be an artist, or they might decide that they want to be an engineer, or just pursue, you know, a normal life that somehow takes advantage of their metahuman abilities outside of the context of just, you know, beating people up and bringing and making sure that justice is served.
Looking at your preview, I like the fact that you've added a class schedule to the character sheet.
Yeah, that's really a core part of the experience. For the freshman class, everybody has the characters or has the class schedule, and we featured the teachers that taught all the freshman classes. We certainly include that for each of the different years going through Hope Prep, and it's just a little bit different. If we have an opportunity to eventually get around and do a sophomore year handbook or a junior year handbook, that would include a different lineup of faculty members that focused on the different classes as well.
Oh, cool. How has Hope Prep been doing? You've got a very robust line for support there.
Well, thank you. I think that's kind of you to say. The biggest problem that we run into is, you know, I have a day job and I freelance for several other companies. So Hope Prep figures into my schedule after I manage to get through my other freelancing commitments. I can't complain about how we're doing, but sure, it'd be great to do more business. Actually, speaking of doing more business, we do have a couple of specials going on right now with Halloween coming up. We have the second adventure that we released actually about a year ago on sale, because that is the Halloween Ball scenario.
That'd be Hope Prep 2.
That would be Hope Prep 2, Halloween Ball. And then I've also got a pack available that includes the Freshman Handbook as well as the Freshman Character Pack for people who just want to run that as a one-shot.
Oh, Halloween at Hope, a bundle for, it looks like, M&M and Icons.
Yep.
And that's a good price, just about $10 for all three of those.
Yeah, normally that would be about $13 individually, so a little bit of a knockdown there.
And that's fully illustrated with art by Mr. Dan Hauser.
Dan did the cover for Halloween Ball, but we had a couple of other artists doing the interior work on the other pieces.
They did, Patrick Sullivan and Mike Bunshaw, yes.
That's correct.
Oh, cool. All right, what's coming up next for Hope Prep after the artists?
So we have the next adventure, which is Field Trip. That's already been written and mostly through layout. Just waiting on one last piece of artwork before we can put that one up for sale. And we also have Detention, which is the adventure after that, which has finished preliminary writing. It just needs, again, a cover, a little bit of interior artwork on that, and probably a heavy editing pass. We also have the other character packs in various stages of completion. Those, we have one for the Ords, which are characters that don't have powers, but really have some connection to the metahuman life, you know, sort of the Robin type or Nightwing type characters who really just fit in well with that whole world setting. And, you know, typically they're a little bit more of a badass than even some of the people with more metahuman abilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're also working on our Legacies pack, which we want to make sure we can figure out how the numbers work to double up on that one to make it a full 12-character pack where we feature the student as well as their mentor, and the mentor would typically be an active metahuman, probably pursuing a crime-fighting lifestyle. And then a little further down the line, we want to do the Juvies Pack, which features people who come from possibly a darker history or are destined for a darker future where they might turn out to be villains rather than typical superheroes.
Okay, cool, cool. I'm guessing you watch a lot of Young Justice. Am I wrong about that?
I'm a real big fan of Young Justice. I love the Peter David run on the original Young Justice comic. And
oh, that was good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that was, I think that's some classic stuff. And I really like the way some of those storylines have been reinterpreted, along with the way some of the storylines from the Teen Titans series that, I want to say it was Wade that did that more recently, which have also been strongly reflected in the Young Justice TV show.
Yeah, I kind of miss the old Teen Titans TV show. Or, what was the name of that one? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, the anime-style Titans show.
Yeah,
and that's actually coming back in 2013, according to Cartoon Network.
That is great news. I don't know why they ever canceled it. It was so popular.
Yeah, well, my four-year-old daughter loves it. I've seen her running around the house as Robin, Raven, and Starfire at various occasions. So.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, that was just a lot of fun. I mean, kind of like, I mean, DC animation from that period, that and the Justice League stuff, it was just, it was kind of lighthearted fun, but I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't dumbed down at all. Hell, I still watch the Justice League cartoons when I work out.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's just classic stuff, and that's one of the things that we like to try and reflect in Hope Prep, where it's not, yeah, there's conflict in there, and physical conflict often with a villain, but a lot of what's going on is interpersonal understandings and misunderstandings. You know, I mean, as often as not, a plot of a Teen Titans episode might have been, you know, Beast Boy did something to tee off Starfire or Cyborg, and resolving that was every bit as important as resolving the conflict with the villain of the episode.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. How do you try to model that in Hope Prep?
Well, there's different ways depending on the system. A lot of times it's easier when we're using fate-like elements from icons because we can, you know, apply a status to somebody based on the interaction. And, of course, we have our click interactions built in where, you know, a character's going to have certain difficulties interacting with somebody who just has a different social background because, you know, they've got a kind of a built-in viewpoint going on there, and that may modify the difficulty of a situation based on that. But there are, you know, different elements that we put in at different points to try and reflect that, a lot of times through NPC interactions as well.
Oh, cool, cool. And I'm looking at some of your previews on RPG Now. Let me say, you've got some nice-looking layout here. Can I ask who does it for you?
I actually do most of the layout work myself. I had a little bit of help in designing the original setup. But since then, I've pretty much handled that myself. I did a lot of work back in my Shadowrun days, kind of studying closely the work of Adam Drury, who is doing a lot of stuff for Eclipse Phase now. And he's an incredibly talented guy and an incredibly helpful person. So he was a big help in getting me through that incredibly steep learning curve that is InDesign.
And for our listeners who might not know, just from that quick reference, that you've done a lot of work for Shadowrun, haven't you?
Yeah, I was briefly one of the developers. I started working on Shadowrun in around 2005 and was there through about 2009. Now most of my freelancing actually is involved with Fantasy Flight. I've been doing a lot of work on their Warhammer 40K lines, and I also had a chance to work on Star Wars, which is Edge of the Empire that's in beta right now.
Oh, I saw the announcement for that. That looks like fun.
Yeah, I've been very happy with it. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah. Last year I had a chance to have Dan Abnett on the podcast a few times. And as you might know, he's written a lot of the Warhammer 40K novels.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing talent there.
He really is. I mentioned this on my last podcast. I was talking to Kenson last night. But I'll pimp it again. Abnett's doing a Battlestar Galactica comic. I want to say it's for Dynamite. Let me check on that. But it's kind of a weird thing they're doing, that they're continuing on the Battlestar 1980 plotline, which I guess is what they're doing in the comics.
Well, that's certainly a different approach than the first one they did many, many years ago when they arrived on Earth in the time of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little different. I'm guessing it's because of the rights. Maybe they can't follow up the latest series. I don't know. But it's Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning, so I'll be checking it out.
Absolutely. That sounds like something well worth seeing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, Abnett and Lanning write Battlestar Galactica, original version, in parentheses, at Dynamite. So looks like they'll be coming out before too long. So, nice. Cool, cool. Okay, well, hey, just kind of doing a brief lunchtime podcast here. I have to get back under the watchful eye of my corporate paymasters, but Before we go, anything else you want to cover in regards to Hope Press or Icons or RPG writing in general?
You know, we're going to try to see what we can do with some pricing sales, probably on towards the end of the year, as well as the deal we're offering right now. It looks like we're going to have just a little bit of a shuffle in the way Melior V is being handled from a corporate standpoint, so we need to straighten some things out there that, well, we'll see how we can do with that going forward.
Well, it sounds like you're teasing a big change there, John.
Yeah, basically, I have a business partner, Chuck Burhanna, who I've been very fortunate to work with during the time we've had Hope Prep up and running, and he's run into some personal issues, so it's going to be spinning the company off from him so that I'll be taking full ownership.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure we do everything right by him as we make that transition.
Okay, cool. Glad to hear it. Okay, and once again, people should check out, go to RPG Now, search for Hope Prep, and you'll find his products, and you can go to the Melior V page. And just one last time, what were the two sales you guys are running right now?
Currently running a Halloween sale that where we've got a Halloween pack up for the freshman handbook, Halloween ball, and the freshman character pack for $9.99 for either Icons or M&M. And then we also have the Halloween ball adventure by itself. That's normally $4.99. We've got that on sale for $3.99. And we'll probably run both of those sales through Halloween and probably a day or two after till I remember to take them off sale.
Okay. And the easiest way to find that RPG Now and just in the search window, type in Halloween at Hope, and the bundles for either M&M or Icons, two things that will come up. So.
Excellent.
All right, cool. Hey, John, really appreciate your time.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the opportunity, Mike. Thanks.
I know. I hope we can get you back on maybe for we're really about due for another big Icons Love Fest podcast, so.
I'd love to be on ball for that.
Okay, cool. We'll see if we can set one up, if not later this year, then maybe early in 13. So, okay, until next time, folks, my horrible sign-off catchphrase is, make mine Banff, and we'll catch you later.